Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. On today's episode, we're reviewing the Book of the Month. In order to be considered for Book of the Month, a book has to meet a very simple criteria. It has to be capable of changing your life or your perspective on the world. Of course, whether it does or not is entirely up to you. You can consume the content, remark on what a great book it is, and continue your life without making any changes. That's what most people do. And if that's what you do, you're missing the point. This month's book is a 600-page classic called The Creature from Jekyll Island. The subtitle is A Second Look at the Federal Reserve. The subtitle really tells the story of what the book is about. The fact is, very few people really know what the Federal Reserve is. Most people think it's an arm of the U.S. government. The fact is, the Federal Reserve Bank is neither federal nor has any reserves. If you're going to be a player in this game called business, and you care at all about money, then you might want to invest some time to learn about what money is, where it comes from, and what are some of the rules that govern our financial system. If you're playing a game and you don't know the rules, well, it might be difficult to win. In fact, you might get crushed. I know what you're thinking. I know everything I need to know about money. How complicated can it be? How will knowing a bit of history help me with my money problems today? Well, I've had the pleasure of getting to know the author, Ed Griffin, over the last several years. In fact, I spent the last 10 days with him, and it was wonderful spending time with him and his wife, Pat. He's one of the gentlest of gentlemen you could ever meet. He's been a documentary filmmaker for much of his life. And the desire to create a documentary film on the Federal Reserve was at the genesis of the book. What he discovered during his research was so profound that he felt he had to write it down. The story begins late at night in a New Jersey railway station in 1910. The trains at the time consisted of coach cars immediately behind the locomotive, which belched out massive quantities of thick black smoke that would infiltrate the guest accommodations through the unseen cracks. After that was the dining car, and then after that were the first-class sleeping cars with the hard upper and lower bunks that made up that better class of service. And at the very back of the train was a private car that was a five-star rail car with the finest of furnishings and mahogany paneling. The name Aldrich was stenciled on the side of the car. Aldrich was Senator Nelson Aldrich from Rhode Island. Aboard this last car were seven men who represented about one-fourth of the wealth of the entire world at the time. Nelson Aldrich was the chairman of the National Monetary Commission, a business associate of J.P. Morgan, and father-in-law of John D. Rockefeller, Jr. The other folks on board the train were Abraham Piet Andrew, Assistant Secretary of the U.S. Treasury, Frank Vanderlip, President of the National City Bank of New York, one of the largest banks at the time, Henry Davison, Senior Partner at J.P. Morgan, Charles Norton, President of J.P. Morgan's First National Bank of New York, Benjamin Strong, Head of J.P. Morgan's Bankers Trust, and Paul Warburg, Representative of the Rothschild Banking Dynasty of England and France, and his brother, Max Warburg, who was the head of the Warburg Banking Consortium in Germany and the Netherlands. This clandestine trip to Jekyll Island in Georgia was for the purpose of creating a new solution to the banking system's problems, but this time owned and controlled by the banks and legally sanctioned by the U.S. government. The genesis of this book was a quest to create a documentary on the origins of the Federal Reserve. As Ed Griffin researched the works of prior authors, he became more fascinated with the topic, and this culminated with Ed making his own trip to Jekyll Island in Georgia. There's a small museum on Jekyll Island where you can visit and see some of the original documents that date back to 1910. It was here that the uncomfortable truth was laid bare. The story of the history of the Federal Reserve is an unpopular one because it's uncomfortable. But unless you know that what we call money isn't actually money, you won't understand the rules of how to play the game. I've interviewed Ed Griffin back on this show in episode 100 on April 28th of last year. Some listeners don't necessarily take the time to go back and listen to all the past episodes. I felt it was important enough to bring this story forward to present time. The railway journey went from New Jersey, down to Raleigh, North Carolina, then Atlanta, Savannah, Georgia, and finally the fishing village of Brunswick, Georgia. That's a tiny town on the coast. The local news reporters came out to see who the conspicuous guests were. Mr. Davison, who owned Jekyll Island, dismissed the reporters by telling them that the guests were merely personal friends coming out for a few days of duck hunting. Many years later, in 1930, Paul Warburg, who attended the meeting at Jekyll Island, wrote a 1,750-page book called The Federal Reserve System, Its Origin and Growth. Paul Warburg's son, James, was later appointed to Franklin Delano Roosevelt's cabinet as director of budget and later as head of the Office of War Information during the Second World War. The attendees at the meeting were competitors. What emerged from the meeting can only be described as a cartel in which competition among financial institutions was dramatically reduced and the structures were put in place that would forever guarantee the financial security of these private enterprises. I have several friends who have visited Jekyll Island. My business partner hosted a mastermind there last year. And if you care at all about money, and if you spend any substantial time in your life either managing or accumulating money, I suggest you owe it to yourself to learn what money actually is. The creature from Jekyll Island will open your eyes on how money is created and how you could manage your own investment strategy. As you're thinking about that, have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.